Irish Music Month, while it continues here on Ocean FM, it's all supported by BAI Sound and Vision Fund, XL Retail and Hot Press Magazine, and that, of course, Kaleidoscope, featuring our very own Gavin James, and all for you. Well, bit of good news for you. Sharon Shannon plays the Hawkswell Theatre here in Sligo come Friday, and I'm delighted and really excited to have her on the line. She's available for a couple of minutes to have a chat with us, and a very good evening, Sharon.
Hello, Shamie. How are you?
Well, all the better for hearing you on the other end of the line now, as I said to you. And you never know, the phones and everything else. And I had a bit of an accident with the phone, actually. The whole thing fell apart. And I said, oh, no, just that's all I need.
Anyway, my
gosh. you know, one of those things. Sharon, right, look, you're playing in the Hawkswell on Friday. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But so we want to start off with the sad news today of the passing of Paddy Maloney and your thoughts on that.
Yes, it's so sad. I was really, really sad to hear the news earlier on today. I loved him so much. I was mad about Paddy, and I met him when I was very young. I was only a teenager, and the Chieftains were playing in Innes, and the whole family went to see them, and he was so lovely to us, and always has been very encouraging to young musicians, and has given young musicians. Great breaks over the years. Several, you know, amazing musicians have gone to play with the music with the Chieftains and guest with the Chieftains, and
It's just really a sad day, isn't it?
It really is. It's an end of an era, big time. Paddy is a legend, and my God, the contribution that he has given to Irish music all over the world.
It would be fair to say that he brought people to Irish music that would never have heard of Irish music or never been brought to it.
Oh, that's completely the truth, big time. So many people, especially outside of Ireland, that wouldn't have any interest in Irish music, got interested in Irish music because of the Chieftains. And I suppose, wasn't it amazing, all the collaborations that they did with the likes of Mick Jagger and Roy Cooder and Sting and people like that, like the size of the audience that they brought Irish music to. And then, you know, the Chieftains would be going out gigging afterwards. And I was listening to Sean Kane earlier on the Ray Darcy show, and he was saying how after they did collaborations like album with people like that, Van Morrison, they did a fantastic album with Van Morrison as well, that it just made their audiences way bigger, and of course, and you know, people that would have no interest in Irish music
suddenly were interested.
And then, you know, they paved the way for all the rest of the musicians all over the world, all the rest of us to.
Well, you're not behind the door for collaborations yourself. You are the collaborator, as they say, and you're playing. And well, I want to talk first. You've got a new single coming out. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? It's for the hospice.
Yeah, it's a song that we did for the Irish Hospice Foundation, and it was written by Alan Connor and Jack Maher, and I'm very proud to say I had a little part in it myself, and it turned out to be a gorgeous song, and it's called Written in the Stars, and we were asked by the Irish Hospice Foundation to come up with a piece of music for a new it's a new thing that they're going to happen that they're going to bring out every November on the 1st of November, called The Sounds of Sunset, honouring those who died. And
that's lovely, isn't it?
It's really lovely, yeah. And hopefully it will create more awareness as well about the hospice.
Now, I know
amazing they are.
I know it's going to be out shortly. I think it's the 15th. It's a couple of days. It'll be released.
Friday, I think.
I think it's out on Friday, and we're looking forward to getting a hold of that, and we'll definitely give that lots of plays. And I think that I caught the video, and the video is great, by the way. And
thanks very much. Yeah, we had great fun recording it. We had a great day.
I'd say that, all right. I won't keep you for long, your time is short. I know the day that's in it, I know you've been very busy talking to people in radio stations and all over. But you play the Hawkswell on Friday night, and people are really looking forward to this.
Oh, that's great. I love playing in Sligo. I love Sligo. Well, it's a great town. And
tell me, Tell me, you have yourself, and who'll be joining you on the night?
Jack Maher, the singer of the song, yes. Of the Written in the Stars song, and Jim Murray, the guitar player. Fantastic guitar player. Yeah, so Jack is a great singer and songwriter and guitar player as well. Electric guitar is his main instrument when he's playing with me.
And look, at that's we're looking forward to that. And I do believe, you know, I think it's nearly sold out, or if not, it is sold out at this stage. As I say, which is pretty good. Nice to come down to a full house, as they say.
With
the pandemic or whatever, it'll be near enough a full house and that.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to seeing you. And so many people happy, and they heard you were coming on the show, and I said, well, I'll not be keeping her for long because I'm tied up or whatever, you know. But it's just so busy. Everybody's back playing, you see, Sharon. And we do a lot of Irish here on the show and everything, and it's great, and artists coming back in playing in the studio. We're just looking forward, and the gigs are starting up again, and it's great. You know, I wanted to finish up. I just wanted to play a little bit from The Reckoning and close up the interview. But look, thanks a million for joining us on the show, and hopefully the next time you're in Sligo, we might have you a little bit longer. Okay.
I'd love that. Yeah.
All right. Hopefully. Sharon, thanks a million.
Thanks a million. Or something.
All right. God bless.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.